Harvest starts to wind down. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. So far, so good for Tennessee row crop farmers. September and October proved to be two pretty good months for harvest of corn, soybeans, and cotton. But now, these recent rains have kept farmers out of their fields for the past week or so, and only a small percentage of the corn crop is left across the state. According to the November 1st crop production forecast from USDA, corn production is expected at 121 million bushels in Tennessee from the estimated 705,000 acres that producers expect to harvest. And yields have been reported very good, expecting to average about 171 bushels to the acre. For soybeans, production in Tennessee is forecast at 84.7 million bushels, with an estimated yield of 51 bushels an acre. Acreage for harvest of soybeans is estimated at 1.66 million acres. That's up 30,000 acres from last year. So far, about 70% of the crop is in the bin. That's close to the five-year average. Now, the cotton crop saw a big increase in acreage this year, up 90,000 acres to a total of 340,000 acres that producers expect to harvest in West and Middle Tennessee. Production is projected to be at 750,000 bales. That's up 30% from last year, and cotton yields are being reported strong at an average of 1,059 pounds to the acre. That's just over 70% of the crop has now been picked. As for tobacco production, the Burley crop is forecast at 18 million pounds with yields projected at 1,500 pounds an acre. Harvested acreage of Burley tobacco is estimated at 12,000 acres, the same as last year's crop. Dark fire cured tobacco expected to produce 21.8 million pounds. Dark air cured at 3.84 million pounds. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.